So, you know that feeling when you're facing something really big, like maybe a major career shift, and your thoughts just feel, well, jumbled and overwhelming.
Oh, definitely. Like spaghetti junction in your head.
Exactly. Well, there's this really interesting approach that can help untangle that mess. It's called mind mapping.
That's right. Yeah. Essentially, mind mapping is it's a visual tool for organizing information.
Okay.
Imagine starting with a central idea, like that career change you mentioned, and then sort of like branches growing from a tree trunk, you jot down related thoughts, concepts.
Ah, the tree analogy. I've heard that.
Yes. The decision lab uses that. The main idea is the root, and then you have branches, twigs for supporting details. It visualizes the connections.
Right. So if you're grappling with something complex, say figuring out new career paths or the skills you have, what you're looking for, mind mapping lets you take these big, maybe intimidating themes and break them down into smaller, much more manageable pieces.
Exactly. Makes the abstract feel more concrete. You get a visual overview of everything you need to consider. It helps you, get a handle on it.
What's really interesting there, I think, is how that visual organization clicks with how our brains actually work. We don't always think in straight lines, do we?
Not at all. Our thoughts tend to be more associative,
Hmm.
constantly linking different ideas. Mind mapping kind of leans into that natural, interconnected way of thinking.
And well, this whole idea of how our brains process information differently is so crucial when we start talking about learning and training. Because just like our thought processes are unique, the way we each learn best is also really individual.
Absolutely.
And that's where you start to see the limitations of more traditional training methods, right? The ones that sort of treat everyone the same.
Precisely. Traditional training often rolls out a standardized curriculum, same methods for everyone. It overlooks the fact that people have really different learning
It's like,
preferences.
what kinds of preferences?
Well, some people grasp concepts best visually, diagrams, charts. Others need to be hands-on, kinesthetic learning. Then you have people who learn best through reading and writing, and others who thrive on auditory input, like discussions.
So it really is a many sizes fit world, but the training is often one size fits all.
That sums it up pretty well, yeah.
And the impact of that mismatch,
Yeah.
it's quite stark, isn't it? I saw some data. Learners forget a huge chunk, like maybe 70% of training content within days.
It's depressingly high, yes. That 70% figure is often cited. And think about this. Fewer than one in four employees actually find the training they receive effective.
Wow. Fewer than one in four. That's a huge gap between the effort going in and the actual learning
It
sticking.
is a massive disconnect, which leads to the crucial question, how do we make learning more effective, more engaging? How do we make sure information doesn't just go in one ear and out the other, but actually sticks?
Okay.
And that's where this concept of smart training AI starts to come into the picture.
Smart training AI.
Think of it as like an AI-powered system, almost a personal guide, helping understand how individuals learn best, so trainers can then tailor their content.
A personal guide. That sounds really interesting. So, what are the main tools within this smart training AI that make that personalization happen?
Right, there are two core components. First, there's the learning style assessment. It used to be called the learning text, but it's the same idea.
Okay, the assessment.
What's key here is its granularity. It doesn't just put you in a big bucket like visual learner. No, it identifies a much more detailed, nuanced profile. We're talking over 2,000 possible combinations of learning styles.
2000, wow.
Yeah, it really digs into the specific sensory preferences, how you process information, even like what motivates you to learn. It's deep.
That really drives home how individual learning is. Okay, so that's the assessment and the second tool.
The second tool is called Adapt Your Training. This takes all those detailed insights from the assessment and gives trainers real-time, actionable guidance on how to tweak their delivery right there in the moment.
Real time. How does that work?
So, for example, if the assessment shows someone's a strong visual learner, the AI might suggest, hey, maybe use more charts here or show a short video. If someone else learns best by doing, it might recommend adding a hands-on activity or a quick simulation.
Ah, I see. So it's making those small adjustments on the fly to match the learner's style.
Exactly. It's about making those moment-to-moment adjustments, moving away from that generic one-size-fits-all delivery.
So it's a fundamental shift then, moving from generic training to something much more personal, much more tailored. That feels like it would make a massive difference in how well people actually absorb and remember things.
That's precisely it. And that's the core why behind smart training AI. It's built on that fundamental understanding. learning isn't uniform. Everyone learns differently. The goal is simply to make learning more personal, much more effective, and frankly, a more positive experience.
Now, I can almost hear some people, maybe in the training industry, thinking, hang on, our current methods work okay? We run profitable businesses. People seem to learn something.
And that's a totally fair point. Many training programs do achieve results, absolutely. Right. But
yeah.
I think in today's environment, which is pretty competitive, the real challenge isn't just getting some results. It's about maximizing the impact, you know, really standing out, consistently improving how much learners truly gain and retain.
Right. It's hitting a ceiling, maybe, with traditional methods.
Often, yes. You can reach a plateau where significant further improvement is really hard to achieve with the old ways. It becomes about moving beyond just delivering information to making sure it truly resonates and sticks with each person. Meaningfully.
Yeah, making it stick.
Precisely. And if you just look around, technologically speaking, AI has transformed so many other industries already. Think about writing tools like ChatGPT or Grammarly.
Yeah, that's designed with Midjourney.
Exactly. Or video with Synthesia, even productivity tools like Notion AI. AI is bringing new levels of precision and efficiency everywhere. It just feels like a natural, almost inevitable progression for the training industry to embrace AI too, for that same kind of precision learning.
So it's about leveraging technology to finally crack that personalization code at scale in training.
You can put it that way, yes. Mm-hmm. Bringing that level of tailored experience that's becoming common elsewhere into learning and development.
Okay, so what results are we actually seeing? When smart training AI is put into practice, what are the tangible benefits?
Well, the findings from the controlled studies are pretty striking, actually. We've seen results showing up to an 88% improvement in learning outcomes.
88%?
Yep. And a 64% increase in knowledge retention compared to traditional methods.
Those are huge numbers.
They really are. And it's not just about test scores. Learners themselves report feeling more engaged. They remember the material better long term. And crucially, they feel more confident actually applying what they've learned back on the job.
That confidence piece is key, isn't it? It's not just knowing it, but feeling able to use it.
Absolutely. That's the real goal of most training at the end of the day.
And just to be clear, this isn't about replacing human trainers with AI, is it?
No, not at all. That's a really important point. The aim is absolutely to empower trainers, to give them tools and insights.
Okay.
It provides them with valuable data about how their learners are processing information, which allows them to be much more effective, more impactful teachers. It's like giving them, I don't know, enhanced vision, letting them see and address those individual needs in a way that just wasn't feasible before, especially not at scale.
Got it. So it's augmenting the trainer, not replacing them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's loop back because we started this whole deep dive talking about mind mapping.
Mm-hmm.
How do those underlying ideas of mind mapping connect with this bigger picture of personalized learning and smart training AI?
Yeah, that's a great connection to make. Think about the core of mind mapping again. It's visual structure, right? Breaking down complexity.
Mm-hmm.
That visual approach helps learners externalize their thoughts. It reduces what psychologists call cognitive overload, that feeling of being swamped by too much information.
Right, the spaghetti brain feeling we started with.
Exactly. So by tapping into our visual spatial processing, mind mapping can seriously boost memory and understanding, especially, of course, for people who lean towards visual learning anyway.
Okay. And smart training AI is also aiming to reduce that overwhelm, improve understanding, improve retention.
Yeah.
But it takes a broader view, doesn't it? It looks beyond just the visual aspect.
Precisely. Smart training AI addresses the whole spectrum of learning preferences. Mind mapping can be a fantastic tool within a learning environment that's informed by smart training AI. It's a natural fit for visual learners. You could even argue that for kinesthetic learners, the physical act of creating the mind map is a beneficial hands-on activity.
Ah, interesting point.
But smart training AI provides that more comprehensive data-driven framework for personalization across all styles: visual, auditory, reading, writing, kinesthetic. It ensures the learning is optimized for however each individual's brain is wired.
So they're both tackling the same core problem, the limitations of standardized information delivery, but from different angles and with different scopes.
I think that's a good way to put it. Both mind mapping and smart training AI fundamentally recognize that we need to adapt to how individuals actually learn, not just throw information out there and hope for the best.
Yeah, they're both trying to create those moments of real clarity, those, you know, aha.
Yeah.
Moments.
Exactly. When the approach just clicks with how your brain works, when learning suddenly feels easier, more intuitive.
It really does make you think, though. We live in a world where so much is becoming personalized. Our news feeds, shopping recommendations, entertainment.
Everything.
How long can standardized one-size-fits-all learning really remain the norm? It feels increasingly out of step. Definitely something to mull over, especially if you're involved in teaching or training or even just thinking about your own learning process.